Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we're going to discuss how to work with bosses who are either too friendly or too cold. They're just not right. We'll start with a question from one of our listeners who feels pressure to be her boss's buddy. Then we're going to address the opposite situation, how to cope if your boss is cold and unfriendly.
Wow, both of these situations, the boss too friendly, the boss too cold, they can be really confusing. I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Okay, Logan, what's our question?
I have no interest in having a close relationship with my boss, but my boss seems interested in having a friendship with me. During small talk, my boss will often ask me something personal with the comment, "Only if you want to share this with me," to which I respond, "No, I prefer not to, thanks." At one point, to make it crystal clear to my boss, I told her in a direct and respectful way that this was to be a professional relationship only, and if a friendship were to happen, it would be organic. My boss is a few years younger than I am, and the rest of the staff is too. I did not sign up to be a mentor or buddy to my own boss, and I deeply resent it. I have email upon email of my boss thanking me for the job that I'm doing, and I have a performance review coming up in a few months. I cannot continue like this for the long term. Is it time for me to move on? Is it a culture clash? Is it generational? Or am I overreacting? Help, please.
It sounds like a small business, you know, like
it
where the
does.
Right
it does.
Where the business owner is just, "Oh, we're all family," or something like that, or is just so grateful that somebody shows up,
yeah. Right?
That, you know, they get just too familiar,
right?
Yeah. Well, you know, this is a very individual preference. Mm-hmm. I always worry about getting too close because there are those that will later use that information against you. Mm-hmm. You know, they may know you went through a bitter divorce, or they may know you had to go bankrupt, or, you know, just private things that can be used. You know, you lost 300 pounds. There's just so many things that can be used against you that can even be smaller.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think this person needs to loosen up a little bit. I don't know what you think, Catherine. Is there, being very rigid, right? Does it feel that way to you?
It did. I think this person's actually being quite nice because it can be quite stale sometimes in the workplace. And so,
well, right. It's funny. My impulse, Kathy, was to answer each of the questions. Like, yes, it might be time to move on. Yes, it may be a culture clash. And yes, it probably is generational. It's a younger person, you know. I don't think you do need to move on, though. I'm with you on this. I think that this is a question. This is an issue of boundaries, right? We have a chapter in Working With You Is Killing Me that's all about boundaries. And this is someone, your boss has different boundaries than you do about personal information, about being friendly towards someone. It can be very uncomfortable because that's the person who is evaluating you and who is rating your work. But my thing is actually, I would suggest to at least start with taking the situation less personally.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you don't have to talk about your conversation with your mother or your husband, but you can talk about the latest movie you saw. You know, maybe you read a really good book. So you don't have, you know, you can be vulnerable and personal.
Right.
Yeah. Without revealing anything personal.
Right.
So I would try that.
Try to be friendly without being personal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's that would be a great tactic, especially if you like the job. I'm not sure. I hope that you would be enjoying this job. Mm-hmm. And so managing this relationship seems to be the big challenge, right? If it's something you like doing, then not. And the other thing that I can relate to actually from the person who's asking the question is that you may be feeling a little neediness from your boss.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That they want your attention. They want to get close. They may be feeling alone at the top. That happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't want to get sucked into that. That's understandable.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you can't be kind and understanding as a human, because you may, just by being kinder and listening and saying, I understand, you know, I know somebody who had a situation like that, that may go a long way for you.
Right.
Yeah. It could further your career.
Right, with this person. But if you just don't like it, look, I don't know what this person is saying. This person may be saying, did you have sex last night? I don't know how intrusive they're being.
Right, raunchy.
Raunchy.
Yeah.
So who knows what they want. But
Well, they're asking. It says, only if you want to share this with me, is what the boss says. So that's at least not totally invasive, I think.
Well, they knew clearly that it was invasive if you had to say that.
To
if you have to say,
up.
Yeah, you don't want, you don't have to share it with me.
Right.
The other thing, Kathy, I'm thinking, because you will often say deflect with humor.
Yeah.
Right? So you could literally say, whoa, we're not going there today. You know, like, let's go on to the next
Or I'd
thing.
Rather forget that. So by talking about it, it feeds it. I don't, you know.
Right.
Exactly.
Talk about it. So you can just, so that it's not offensive to your boss. Yeah, so I say lighten up. I mean, look, if it's so offensive, then you do have to leave. You know, whether it's generational or a culture clash, doesn't matter. It's not comfortable for you. But I just try lightening up a bit.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that I want to add about the younger workers, especially in their 20s, the workplace for 20-somethings is often, it's part of your social community. It is where you go, even though we often say be friendly but not friends. It just, it's a natural offshoot after you leave schooling and go into the workplace that for the early part of the years that you consider it a social place as well. So I only say this to the person asking the question in a sense of, can you forgive her? Can you forgive your boss for wanting to mix these things just because developmentally that's where she is? It could change very well for her, you know, 10 years down the road, but right now that's what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
All right, so we're saying lighten up if you can, find ways to deal with this, be friendly without having to be friends, and keep setting your boundaries but not taking it so personally.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. If you have any further comments or thoughts, please tweet us at AskK2 or go to our Instagram, My Crazy Office.
Yes, and if you want to get onto our email list as well, please text us at 228-28 and type in My Crazy Office. That's at 228-28, My Crazy Office. We'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now back to our show.
Welcome back, everyone. We thought we'd spend the second segment of our show discussing what it means if your boss is extremely cold and unfriendly.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think they have problems, right? I mean, why?
Very often mood disorders could be in play, yes.
That could be happening, or they're unhappy with what they're doing, maybe. So they
with the work? Or home, you know, both.
Right. They could just be unhappy people. So they, you know, they have no interest in having a good time or at least getting personal.
Right.
I'm always a little worried about somebody that's really cold like that. I think there's definitely something wrong. It personally makes me uncomfortable because I like to laugh a lot. So, you know, if there's others there that you can enjoy your time with, you know, then it's okay.
Yeah. So I actually, of course, always like to define the term. So I was thinking about cold and unfriendly behaviors. Like maybe your boss never says hello, doesn't engage in small talk of any kind, walks around with a frown or a stern look on their face. And those kind of behaviors actually, I think, are hard not to take personally.
Yeah.
So what we can say is we know that that's not necessarily easy. And part of, I think, your self-management is reminding yourself that this is not about you. notice if this person is cold towards everyone, in which case you're in good company.
Right. It's not about
good
you.
Cold company.
Right.
And then, yes, exactly. I think it's about forming alliances with the people who they do see you. Because I think that's the other thing that happens. If you have a boss who's really cold, you can feel unseen. And unappreciated. Mm-hmm. And so feel insecure about whether your, you know, work product is acceptable or not.
Right.
You know, we have a client who hired somebody to work for her in a COO position, a very high level position. Mm-hmm. And the woman for the first couple of months was very cold. She couldn't find any humor. And you know, one of the things they like in that organization, it's a nonprofit, is food, and she doesn't like food. And, you know, she really didn't know how, she just didn't know that she was going to get along with her.
Yeah.
And then there was a breakthrough. There was a retreat or something. I don't remember when the woman just started to be herself.
Right.
So sometimes if this person is new, you have to just give them a little time. Maybe they don't know whether it's a safe enough environment for them to show their true self.
Oh, that's a really good point.
And I remember thinking, what? It just sounded so odd that this woman, because she interviewed so well, but turned out that she was just playing it cool till she understood the job.
Right.
Yes.
A warming up. She just needed a warming up, period.
She needed to figure out
figure out the job, probably, too.
There are also those people who are just extreme introverts.
Yes.
Mm. I'm thinking about, you know, as you both know, I'm like an elevator friend maker. Like I get on the elevator and I want to talk to people. I feel sorry for them. I'm sorry. But there is this one person that I see pretty much every week and has no interest so clearly in connecting or interacting and has a frown. And what I've learned, and actually it was hard for me to ride the elevator with this person.
Silence.
In silence, exactly. But I stopped trying. That was the one thing, and maybe I'll suggest that as well. Don't try too hard with this kind of person because you're not going to get anywhere. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, this individual started a conversation with me one day, 5 years after riding the elevator together.
Right.
So sometimes I think it goes back to the boundary thing. It's respecting someone's boundary.
You also don't know what somebody's going through. You just don't know. You don't know if he maybe has a very sick child or she or, you know, has something going on in life where they're just trying to get through the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you just don't know. Yeah, hopefully this is helpful. It's very difficult. I think this is worse than the boundary buster. For me, anyway, I don't know.
Well, it's interesting you say that, Kathy, because in terms of when you look at children, infants, neglect is much worse than actual physical abuse.
Yeah.
In the sense that without attention, we really feel bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I think it is very challenging. And also, you're always trying to read, like, what is going on here? And you're not getting the information you need.
Yeah, and it's unpleasant.
Have you ever worked for this kind of thing?
Reader. I've had variations of this, yes.
Yeah.
And most of the time, I just learned to give that person their space and their distance.
Right.
And if there was somebody else that I could speak to, that would be my go-to person before reaching out to this individual.
Right. Sometimes that's you go to your colleague and say, how's the mood? What's the weather today?
What's the temperature like today?
Yeah, I've only seen this in people that were in a high position that wanted to put fear in you. So they were not about to give you any positive signs. So that you would like run around and just, you know, deliver and avoid them.
Yeah. Right.
You know, not a pretty quality because you probably would have done your job without that. But
okay, so that speaks in both of those cases. It really does speak to finding support outside of the relationship with your boss, understanding that it's not about you, finding ways to actually take care of yourself and get the the attention support you need, and certainly not taking it personally.
Yeah, I mean, to the person who wrote in the first question, they must feel a lot better now, knowing that it could be a lot worse.
Yes.
See, it's all relative, isn't it?
Lucky duck, you.
Silent meetings versus, like, asking how your weekend was.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, that's it for this segment. Tweet us your stories to AskK2. Follow us on Instagram. Review us on iTunes. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.